First of all, let's sit down with Johnny Langan of Rutgers Football. Coach Janos, he's talking about you guys making progress every week, even though you guys have already have that bowl bid in the back of your pockets. He says this is just another week to make progress. Talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the bowl bid, that's just a mile marker, you know, on our way to our destination. And, you know, we just take it one week at a time. You know, we're trying to go 1-0 this week. And, you know, we're just going to try to work as hard as we can. We don't want to set a limit on how hard we could work. We don't want to set a limit on what we can accomplish. So, you know, just that chop mentality.
Tell me more about, take it back a couple weeks ago. Just kind of the exuberation, the joy you guys had in that locker room after that victory from Indiana, after that such a big win like that. Just tell me more about that.
You know, that was a great moment, a great step for our program. You know, like I said, you know, it's a mile marker for us, you know, on our trip to you know, where we're headed. And you know, things like that are, you know, they're awesome and they're fun. But you know, now we're back to game week, so we're just trying to go 1-0.
1-0 this week, obviously, especially with four big games coming up
in the
Big Ten. You've been kind of a jack of all trades. You were a quarterback, you were, you know, doing tailback, fullback, now you're a tight end. What is that, just tell me more about your ability to have different roles and to be versatile, especially with Greg Schiano and his offense. Just know more about that from your career.
Yeah, you know, I think it's awesome that I was able to really experience so much of football, really. Just being a, you know, be a football guy growing up, playing my whole life, and, you know, being able to, like, put myself in all these different situations and really experience football from so many different angles, you know, it really is a lot of fun. And, you know, whatever coach tells me to do, you know, I'll just do it. I just want to, you know, help my team win.
Where did it really begin for you, football-wise? Where did that drive for passion for the game begin?
I started, I was 4 years old, you know. My dad, you know, he coached me all the way up through, you know, youth football, and he was a big part of, you know, growing my love for the game, and, you know, just really teaching me the basics and, you know, the mentality you have to have, and, you know, all the way up through high school. You know, I went to Bergen Catholic, you know, great program at Bergen Catholic, and it's a lot of had fun there, and now we're here.
Now you're here. As a veteran on this team, you know, what is the, and obviously I know your focus is on this week, but, you know, big picture, what is this season really meant for you?
You know, this is my last one. I have no more years of eligibility after this. So, you know, this is my last hurrah, so to speak. You know, we're just, you know, I'm going to leave it all out there, you know, leave it all out there for my team, for Rutgers. And, you know, I'm just trying to do something great here at Rutgers while I'm here.
Okay. Just your thoughts about some of the key guys here on offense with you, guys like Kyle Monongai. What are your thoughts about what he's been able to do for you guys this year?
Yeah, I'm so proud of Kyle. You know, I've been, you know, in high school, we played against him a lot, and, you know, now we're teammates. So I've kind of watched his career and been around his career for a while, and just to see him, you know, really take off this year, you know, it's no surprise to me. He's always had that, you know, killer mentality. So, you know, he's a special guy. He's got that it factor, and it's really cool to watch him work this year.
Gavin Wisbit, developing into one of the top starters in the Big Ten. Your thoughts about him?
Yeah, really happy for Gavin as well. You know, couldn't have happened, you know, to a better kid. Such a great guy, and, you know, he really does work super hard, and he puts in the time. You know, anything he gets out of this game, he definitely earned it.
What is it about this Rutgers defense? You see it in practice every day, and then your opponent sees it, and they're like, oh, my God. What is it about this defense that's so good?
You know, they are just so they're just so connected. You know, they communicate so well. You know, they trust each other so much. They're just really just so close guys. And I think that really translates into, you know, just everyone just doing their job and focusing, you know, on their 1-11th and chopping together to, you know, create that defense.
What's it been like for you playing under Greg Schiano in these last few several years?
It's been great. Coach Schiano, you know, he sets the standard, and he makes sure you meet that standard, you know, no matter what. And, you know, his culture that he brought here, it's great. You know, it's changed my life. You know, family trust shop, and that's what we're about. And, you know, it's awesome to play for such a great coach.
Last question, what's the key, what's the key to victory this week?
We just got to chop, you know. Everyone's got to, you know their job, chop their job. And we got to take good care of the football and we have to be violent.